this was from verse number 6 onwards.
Prabhavah pralayastatha etadyonini bhutani sarvani tupadharaya aham kritsnasya jagatah prabhavah pralayastatha etadyonini bhutani sarvani tupadharaya aham kritsnasya jagatah prabhavah pralayastatha.
Some of you would like to repeat the verse.
Etadyonini bhutani sarvani tupadharaya aham kritsnasya jagatah prabhavah pralayastatha.
Mataji,
aham kritsnasya jagatah
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvichesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshatar Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar
Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution. Last two verses, Krishna described about the material nature and the superior nature, spiritual nature, para and apara prakriti. In verse number 4, he explained Bhumirapo Nalo Vayu about his material energy. And then in verse number 5, he informs Arjuna that there is another energy of mind, prakriti, and that is beyond this material nature, it's of spiritual nature. Now in this verse, he is explaining that all the created beings, are, whether they are in this material world or they are in spiritual world, they are always in these two energies. Prabhupada explains in purport that all whatever we can see, the whole creation, it comes by the combination of matter and spirit. Spirit gives form to matter. We have seen always, whenever there is a form, there is a rupa, is given by a spirit, like this body which we have. It develops because there is a presence of spirit in this body. If body is dead, or the spirit soul, the consciousness, if it leaves the body starts decaying. It does not grow at all. So body grows only because of the presence of the soul. And that body can be of a demigod, can be of human, can be of insect, can be of animal, anyone. They all depend on spirit soul to develop. So Prabhupada is explaining very nicely in this verse the purpose of the Srimaya, that spirit is the basic field of creation and matter is created by spirit. Spirit is not created by matter. So we have to understand that this dead matter of which this body is made up, or all the other things which we see in this world, they are made up of dead matter. And the form is given by spirit. The life is given by spirit. We in this body are able to speak, are able to talk, are able to walk, just because there is a presence of soul. If soul is not present in this body is considered as dead. Soul comes under superior energy of the Lord. Lord has two energies. One is inferior energy, and one is superior energy. Lord has spoken about both the energies in last two verses. The living entities, they are of superior nature, but somehow they have got conditioned. They have come into this material world. They are considering themselves to be the residents of this material world. And always they would like to stay here, enjoy this material world. And they never think of going back home, back to Godhead, because they have forgotten their original identity. Now these words which we are hearing, spiritual nature, material nature, energy, spirit, matter, these all words look very vague to us. When we hear them, we are not able to relate to them. What are these words? What matter? What spirit? Because we have always heard that we are this body. We never thought in our dreams that we are different from this body. Although we used to hear the phrases like somebody has left his body, you may have to take birth again. Many times we heard, even before coming to ISKCON or coming to devotional life. But we never analyzed those sentences. We never thought deeply on those sentences. What do you mean by you will have to take birth again? If you are this body, body dies, body is burned to ashes. Then why there is another birth? Who takes another birth? But when we come into the shelter of a pure devotee, we understand that these words which are being spoken like matter and spirit, they are very simple. They are related to us. If you talk in simple language, spirit means we. And matter means all this, what we are seeing around us. What we call as nature. Many times people think that nature is the source of everything. I've heard many times scientists claiming that everything is available in nature. So nature is the source of everything. And what is nature? That they don't know. And that they are not bothered. Because science goes up to a limit and stops. That is the problem in development of technology. Real advancement of technology means to go up to the right source, Krishna. That is the real advancement. If somebody can find out the real source of everything, then he is really advanced. And the source for everything is Krishna. As we will come to know in the next verses which are coming up. So this conditioned stage of ours is explained very nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord himself. There was a very nice king called Chitraketu. And this king, of course, he was become a great devotee and Lord appeared to him. He glorified Lord and then Lord started giving him the knowledge, the supreme knowledge. So in this sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord says, Loke vitatam atmanam lokam chatmani santatam ubhayam chamaya vyaptam mai chovayvayam kritam. He says, in this world of matter, matter means the dead things. Matter means something made up of earth, water, air, fire and ether. These are all things which we are seeing around us are dead things. These are called matter. So Lord says, in this world of matter, which the conditioned soul accepts as consisting of enjoyable resources. Lord, in just one sentence, is explaining about our position. We are so conditioned that we are thinking dead matter as source of enjoyment. For example, if there is a dead body, will somebody think that this dead body is a source of enjoyment for me? Nobody thinks. Because we know that it is a dead body. It can give no enjoyment. There is no life in it. Similarly, all the things which we see around us are actually dead matter. When we see somebody, we are seeing his body. We are seeing the matter which is covering the real soul. And we see that matter, that body, or that condition, or that situation as source of enjoyment. That is why Lord says, the conditioned soul accepts that as enjoyable resources. Then he says, the conditioned soul expands, thinking that he is the enjoyer of material world. We all think that. We all are enjoyers, we all are owners, we all are the lord of our own world. We just want to enjoy. Who doesn't want? Who says I want misery? I don't want enjoyment. Everyone wants to enjoy.
So in this material world, we are searching for enjoyment. We will never get the enjoyment which we are searching for because we are looking in a wrong place. We have lost our happiness, our bliss, our enjoyment in the spiritual world. We have left it there. We have come to this material world searching for happiness. It is as if you leave a river and go towards the desert when you are thirsty. You want water. You should stay near the river. But you are moving towards desert in search of water and you are leaving the river. That is what is our position. That is why Lord says here that we expand thinking that we are the enjoyer. Similarly, the material world expands in the living entity as a source of enjoyment. Within ourselves, the enjoyment, the desire of enjoyment keeps expanding, keeps increasing at all times. There is never a time when a living entity or when a person thinks that no, now I should not enjoy, I will stop enjoying. Even in the old age, we have heard that story many times about Birbal taking Akbar to a person who is about to die. This person is too old, just about to die, but still the desires are strong. So there is never a time in our life that desires cease. We have no desires. In fact, desires keep increasing all the time. Every moment, desires keep increasing. As soon as you see something, a new desire appears in your heart. These desires are keeping us away from our actual identity. That is what Krishna says here, they keep expanding. In this way, they both expand, but because they are my energy, they are both pervaded by me. As the Supreme Lord, I am the cause of these effects, and one should know that both of them rest in me. This is knowledge. That we should understand who we are. Where are we resting? Where are we staying? What are we doing? For whom are we working? And what is our position? Krishna is explaining very nicely in the very next verse the condition of a living entity in this material world. He says, when a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains, rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe. Sometimes we all do this. We have all experience of all these things. We dream. Many dreams come to us. We have never seen. We have never seen a person. Suddenly that person appears in our dream, speaks to us. We don't even know who is he. We also speak to him. Sometimes we see such a situation where we have never been. But in our dreams we see that situation. Many times. So Krishna is explaining here that a person when he is in deep sleep, he sees all these things. Although these things are far away from him, like if he sees universe, if he sees mountain, if he sees rivers, they are all far away from him. But still, he sees them in dream. Similarly, Krishna says, sometimes when one awakens, when we are awake, when we get up, what do we see? We see that the person, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. So Krishna is explaining, is giving a very nice analogy, that as you dream that you are somewhere in this world, on a mountain or in a river, similarly, in your awakened state also you are dreaming that you are a human, that you are an Indian, that you are an American, that you are a Hindu, that you are a Christian. In your dream state, Krishna says, you are dreaming. And he says, not only to that, but your family and so on. This is my family, this is my nation, this is my country. Krishna says, all this is dreaming. We are in awakened state, but still we are dreaming. Why are we dreaming? If somebody tells you right now, you are dreaming. It's not possible. How is it possible? If I am dreaming, how can I hear? How can I sit? How can I eat? You do all these things in dream also. Many times somebody becomes a king in dream. He rules the entire world. But actually he is not doing so. Similarly, in our position, we think that yes, I am a human, born human. I am a man, I am a woman. I am an American, Indian. But actually who you are a spirit soul, pure spirit soul, entangled in this material body, struggling. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is a super soul, he knows our condition. That's why he says, Prakriti Sthani Karsati. He says these living entities, they are struggling in this body. They want to come out. They want happiness. They want bliss. They are searching. They are not getting it. For us, at this stage, if you understand this one thing, that everything, whatever is happening by the will of Krishna, everything will go smoothly for us. We'll never be disturbed. We'll never be in misery. Why do we get disturbed? We expect some things. They don't happen. We get disturbed. We have a goal to achieve. Somehow we are not able to achieve that. We get disturbed. We are insulted by somebody. Today afternoon, we were speaking to a student from pharmacy college. He went through some things today and he was quite disturbed. The reason was he expected a lot from somebody. And then he could not get that thing. There was a program and he was not allowed to perform some things like that. He expected a lot. He couldn't get it. He was disturbed. So we get disturbed just on these small things. Because we don't understand this one thing, whatever is happening by the will of Krishna. Accept it. I am doing a very nice job, it's Krishna's mercy. I lost job, it's Krishna's mercy. But what do? When we get a nice job, yes, Lord is very favorable for me. We start worshipping Lord, offering coconuts and incense and everything, yes. Suddenly you lose job, you start blaming Lord. I don't think so, there is Lord. If he is there, then why it is happening with me? We consider ourselves as the biggest person on this planet Earth. So if something is happening wrong with me, that means there is no Lord. So we have to come to an understanding that Krishna is a supreme personality. We are nothing in front of him. He is doing everything. As he explains in Bhagavad Gita, that I am sitting in everyone's heart, Ishvara Sarva Bhuteshu, Hridayesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is there in everyone's heart. And what is he doing? He is controlling everyone by his energy known as Maya. So we have to understand. Everything is happening by his will. We'll be very happy. We'll have no miseries at all. Whatever is happening, tattaya nukampa, shishumikshamana, whatever is happening is your mercy. Yesterday you gave me a job. Very nice. It was your mercy. Today you have thrown me out of that job. It's your mercy. You must be having some very big plans for me. If you come to this understanding, you will never be in misery. So Krishna is explaining here that people are just dreaming. They are away from reality, and that is the reason they suffer. He explains that when a living entity thinking himself different from me
forgets his spiritual identity of qualitative oneness with me in eternity, knowledge and bliss, his material conditional life begins. So here Krishna is explaining that how our conditional life begins. Very simply. He says that just when the living entity thinks himself to be different from Krishna, at that time the conditioned life begins. We forget our spiritual identity, that we are one with Krishna, but only in quality, not in quantity. When we forget that, what are Krishna's qualities? Krishna is saying here, Sat-Chit and Ananda, eternity, knowledge and bliss. We forget that we are one with Krishna. We also have these qualities. How many of us can remember at any time of our life that we are eternal? We want to be eternal all the time. No one wants to die. That itself shows that we are eternal. If you have desire to be eternal, that means there must be a thing called eternity. So we are eternal, that's why we don't want to die. We are in absolute knowledge. That's why we are hankering for knowledge. We want to know all the time. And we are always, we were in fact, always in bliss, spiritual bliss. And that is the reason that we are still searching for happiness in this material world. This material world, which is termed as Dukhalayam Ashashvatam, can never give us happiness because we are just dreaming. Dream can never give you anything. In dream, if you become a very rich person, having crores and crores of rupees, what will it give you as soon as you wake up? Nothing. Same old story. You are at the same place where you were in the night. So dream can never give us happiness. Dreams can never give us real things. That's why Krishna is explaining that at that time, the material conditional life begins. In other words, instead of identifying his interest with mine, he becomes interested in his bodily expansion, like his wife, children, and material possessions. So we, as spirit soul, should have interest only in Krishna, should go towards Krishna, should serve Krishna. But what do? Because we take up a material conditional life, we get conditioned. What is conditioning? Small example. Say a person who is waking up morning for them around 7:30, 8 o'clock every day. And sometimes he has to go early, so for a week he has to get up at 4 o'clock. He starts getting disturbances in his normal schedule. This is conditioning. We are conditioned to get up at 8 o'clock. But this conditioning can be changed. It is not that once you are conditioned to get up at 8 o'clock, you can never get up at 4 o'clock. It's only the conditioning has to be changed. So our conditioning of this material identity can also be changed. It is not that once we have accepted this material conditional life, we can never go back home, back to Godhead. We can. Just we have to change our conditioning. We have to change our habits. We have to change our interest, which is with Krishna, as explained in this verse. But Krishna says we identify with our family, we identify with our wife, children, material possession. And in this way, by the influence of his actions, one body comes from another, and after one death, another death takes place. Krishna is explaining the cycle of birth and death. He says that just because of this attachment to the expansion of his bodily features like family and wife and children, what does he get in the end? Birth and death. Krishna says, clearly explains in this that his actions, what is the result of his actions? One body after another. Go on taking the body. This is just the result of our conditioned life, which Krishna is explaining to King Chitraketu in this very wonderful verses. There are many more verses that where Krishna is giving proper knowledge to King Chitraketu. So like that, there are millions and millions of living entities who are in this material world, who are conditioned, and who are considering this material world to be their eternal home. But then, there are few, the devotees, who understand that there is another nature. Krishna is supreme. So in this verse, Krishna has explained that he is the cause of creation. He is the cause of origin. He is both the origin and the solution. So there might be one question somebody can ask, that is Krishna the only cause, or there are many other causes? Because Krishna doesn't specifically mention in this verse that I am the only cause. Krishna says, I am the origin and I am origin and dissolution. I am the cause for origin and dissolution. The question may arise, is he the only cause? So Krishna gives answer to this question in the very next verse. We will chant the very next verse also. Very wonderful verse. Bhagavad-gita, text number 7. Mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva Mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. Would you like to repeat the verse? Mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana. Mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya tam protam sutre manigana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O conqueror of wealth, there is no trick superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So here Krishna is explaining very clearly that mattah parataram na anyat. There is no truth superior to me. In this verse, Krishna is explaining many facts, many things. He is destroying many theories of this material world. It's a very important verse of Bhagavad Gita. But also we can see in this verse how much puffed up Krishna is. If we say, if I say, there is nobody bigger than me, there is nobody superior to me, that is my ego. And Krishna, in front of thousands of warriors in the battlefield to Arjuna, is saying, he knew that it is being recorded. And it will be heard even thousands of years later. Then Krishna is saying, mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Seems like he's too egoistic. Speaking with ego, there is no one superior to me. No, it's not his ego. Krishna is just presenting facts in front of us. This is a fact. even when he was here on this planet Earth around 5,000 years ago, he was the greatest personality at that time. No one was able to compete with him. We have heard many stories. We have heard about him. He was the greatest personality on this earth at that time also. So when he says Mattah Tartaram Nanyad, he is explaining the fact because he is the Supreme Lord. He says there is nothing in this world. If you take the spelling of world, it's W-O-R-L-D, right?
All of you know, I'm not teaching you ABCD here. I'm just telling you. It's world. If you take out L, that is Lord, from the word world, what remains? Just the word, nothing else. So in this world, if there is no Lord, L, it has no meaning, it's just a word with no life in it. Word doesn't have a life. So Krishna is the life. Krishna is the consciousness. As we have this body has consciousness, this body has life because of the presence of a spirit soul. This whole cosmic manifestation has life. It's running. The planets are running. The weather is changing. All this is running smoothly because of the presence of Supreme Soul. We can run this body. We can run an automobile. We can run some factory. We can run an aeroplane. That's all. We cannot run a whole universe. Krishna is doing that. The Supreme Soul. The Super Soul. He is doing it. That is why he claims, Mattah Paratarum Nanyat. There is no one superior to me, O Arjuna. You may think you are. Somebody may think somebody else. Sometimes in this world, we glorify powerful persons. Why do we glorify powerful persons? Because we accept that, yes, they are powerful. But how powerful they can be? We see their powers. How long they can remain powerful? Many times I have given you many examples of powerful persons in their life. Last time also we were discussing this. But they were very powerful. But what happened to their power? Krishna says, Balam Balavatam Chaham. I am the power of powerful persons. If he takes away that power, even Arjuna, when the battle was over, he was the hero of the battle, greatest warrior on this planet Earth. But what happened after the war was over, after Krishna left this planet, and Krishna took away the power that he had given to Arjuna? Arjuna could not even fight with small boys. Boys at the age 12 years, 10 years. Krishna, Arjuna lost the battle. Lost the fight with the small boys. He could not save the queens of Krishna. He was the greatest warrior. Because the strategy of Krishna says, Balam Balavatam Chaham. I am the power. A powerful person. So that is what we have to understand. Anybody in this world may be very powerful, but ultimately the power is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the source of their power. Krishna has created this material world just to satisfy the enjoying propensities of living entities. We may ask one question. Why did Krishna send us here? Many times we hear this is like Krishna, we said it's Dukhala and Asashvatam. So we don't like this world. We don't want to stay here. Why did Krishna send us here? If he loves us. He says he is a father. Sarvayoni Sukanteya Murtaya Sambhavantika Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed-giving father. Why does a father is sending us to suffer? Why so much suffering?
He knew we are going to suffer. He knows everything. He knows our past, he knows our present, he knows our future. And at that time also, when he was sending us here in this material world, he knew it very well that we are going to suffer. Why did he send us here? He could have kept us there. Prabhupada explains with a very nice example that when any government, they have a city, they build a city, they make prison houses. It is not that the government is very happy to build prison houses. They don't feel happy. They don't expect the citizens to go into prison houses. But still, when citizens break the law, they are forced to enter into prison. Similarly, Krishna, when he creates this material world, he is not happy to create this material world of suffering, dukkhalayam. But then he is forced to fulfill our desires. He loves us. He wants to fulfill all our desires. We desired. We want to be away from you, Krishna. We don't want you, Krishna. Krishna is happy. Okay. It is your desire. Just imagine, we are telling a person, please fulfill our desire. And what is our desire? We don't want to see you. And that person is happily fulfilling our desire. Don't you think Krishna is so merciful? He is fulfilling all our desires. We want to become Lord. He provided us the opportunity to become Lord. So that is why this understanding for us in this condition state is difficult, that mattaha tartaram nanyat. That there is nobody in this whole creation or this method superior to Krishna. But once somebody comes to this understanding that Krishna is the creator, as in the last word he says, prabhavah pralaya. I am the source for origin also and destruction. And now he is telling, I am maintainer also. I am the one who is maintaining all these things. All these things are going on, but I am like that thread which is holding all the pearls. So Krishna says, I am the maintainer. Creator, destroyer and maintainer. All, everything is Krishna, which is being explained here. But why we are not able to understand? Why are we suffering here in this material world? Why are we conditioned? Because we never try to go away from this. We always want to enjoy. That is the reason that we are suffering still here. I was thinking the other day, you have a situation where your soul can speak to you. It's a unique situation. Just imagine a situation where your soul is speaking to you. What will it say to you? What will the soul say to you?
The soul will say, my dear brother, we were one. Now we are maintaining different identities. Why will it say like that? Because we don't consider ourselves as soul. The soul will say, we were one, but now we are maintaining a different identity. So you see, I'm fed up. I'm tired of taking so many bodies. I'm always with you in all the different species. I'm accompanying you as super soul is there with you. I'm always with you, but now I'm tired. I'm fed up. I always think that this is the last life I will have to stay here. And with every life, my desire to go back home, back to Godhead, increases. But then something happens, and then I have to take again a new body with you. This is what soul is going to tell you. Why are you keeping me here?
there in spiritual world, I have many relatives. I have many friends. They are always a loving exchange between all the living entities is going on. Nobody is stranger there. Here we find so many people are strangers. You go out on the street, you will find everyone as a stranger. But the soul will say, in the spiritual world there is no one who is stranger to you. All the living entities are engaged in loving exchanges for serving the Supreme Lord Krishna. The soul will say that please try. Unless you endeavor, we cannot be freed. So soul will say that your success, whatever endeavor you are doing, in case you succeed, so your success is our freedom. It's a freedom for the soul also. So what do you mean by what is the soul, if a soul is saying that your success is our freedom, means we are talking to ourselves, telling that somehow we have to get success in this endeavor to get out of this material, conditional life. And once we do that, we will be free. We will be considered as liberated. We will be reinstated in our position of spirit soul, which Krishna explained in 6th canto. So here Prabhupada is explaining about a common controversy in the purport. He says that there is a very common controversy that whether the Supreme Truth is personal or impersonal. So here Krishna is explaining that there is no truth superior to me. That means he is clearly challenging the philosophy of Mayavadis, where they consider everyone to be supreme, where they consider the Brahman to be supreme truth. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the basis of Brahman. Brahmano hi pratishthaham. And here he is clearly mentioning, there is no truth superior to me. Accept it. Why not? Then I told him, has Muhammad told you in anywhere that he is God, he says no. I said, did Jesus said he is God? So no. So the Krishna says so. He is the Supreme God. Why will a saint who has just come to deliver the message of God will say that he is God? A cheater can say that, not a saint. Muhammad didn't say, Jesus didn't say, any other saint, they don't claim to themselves to be God. But Krishna openly declares, Mattaha Parataram Nanat Kintirashti Kananjaya. So Kananjaya, nobody is superior to me. So that is the understanding we have to come to. And then, only when we come to this point, we can understand Lord. We can get attracted towards Lord, which is the ultimate goal of our human life. Who can get attracted to Lord? We also have to understand that. Who can get attracted? There are many great scholar pandits who are chanting Vedic hymns, Vedic mantras regularly 24 hours a day. In proper thunder, like Vedic mantras are to be chanted in a proper way, proper tune. So there are many panditas. But Krishna never bothers about them. He never even looks at them. But at the same time, we find person, an outcast person, born in a very low family, Haridas Thakur. The Lord personally came to him. He was just chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then maybe many big pujaris of some very big opulent temple performing very opulent worship of the Supreme Lord. with a lot of things. If you read Pancharatrika books, elaborate arrangements are given for Lord's worship. So there may be a person who is doing like that, but Lord rarely looks at them. Lord rarely is pleased with them. On the other hand, there is Advaita Acharya. What did he do? He just offered the water until she leaves, and Lord personally manifested in front of him. This is devotion. Haridas Thakur had devotion. Advaita Acharya had devotion. There are many other examples we can see. Like, there are many women who want a nice son, very pious son, very good son. They pray to Lord, they follow many austerities, many vratas to have a nice son, to have a son who can be very famous all over the world. But mother of Narada Muni, she didn't perform any austerity. She was just serving the devotees. And just by that, Lord gave her a son who is a personal messenger for the Lord. Speaks the message of Lord everywhere. He's the most famous person. Everyone knows Narada Muni. She didn't do anything. She didn't do any fasting. She didn't perform any austerity. What was there? She just served with devotion. And that is the reason that she got Krishna's messenger. She got her son as Krishna's messenger. So many, many examples. There are many powerful kings who give away many things, feed thousands of people just to get mercy of the Lord. But there was Sridhar Kolavitya who just fed banana leaves to the Lord. And Lord appeared to him, used to come daily to him, having very nice pastimes with Sridhar Kolavitya. This is the devotion. So when we come to Krishna, when we see the beautiful beauty of Krishna, when we have an opportunity to serve Krishna, we should pray to him that, oh Krishna, I have no devotion in me. I have no attraction for you. But please be merciful on me. Please grant me a drop of that ocean, of that nectar, which all the other devotees are experiencing. The bliss, the ocean of bliss they are in. Give me a drop of it. Let me taste it. What exactly is devotional service? Let me serve you. We should pray to Krishna like that. And Krishna will offer many opportunities to us for his service. And when we come to this stage where we are doing everything for Krishna, Krishna will manifest in front of us. And that is the reason Krishna offers many opportunities to us. Every day he is here in the temple, offering us so many opportunities. Just to have his darshan, just to glorify him, just to have his kirtan. Krishna descended here in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his holy name. He had to debate with many people, explaining the glories of the holy name. But still he established it as Yuga Dharma. So we have an opportunity here in this temple to glorify him, to worship him, to see his beautiful beauty, to serve him. So many opportunities. And apart from this, he gives us so many festivals, like Janmashtami, like Ekadashi, where we can chant more, we can hear about him, we can glorify him more, we can serve him in a better way. Festivals like Janmashtami are wonderful opportunities for devotees to serve the Supreme Lord. And these are the festivals where we express our love to Krishna. Please serve us. If you love somebody, you can serve him. A mother loves the child. That's why she serves the child 24 hours Even in the night, a child is crying. Mother is ready to serve. Out of love, not out of compulsion. Similarly, if you love Krishna, you should serve Krishna. And the serving propensity, this propensity is there in all of us. We have just invested in this material thing, with material people, with worldly people. So we just have to redirect our serving propensity to Krishna. And to obtain His mercy, we have to glorify Him by chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thank you. ब्रह्मा जी उसके सामने आए हैं। ब्रह्मा जी को हिरण्यकश्यप को दिखाई नहीं दिए क्योंकि वो भक्त गए थे, और उसके बाद ब्रह्मा जी ने देखा कि बहुत आश्चर्य होगा ब्रह्मा जी को। यहाँ पर संवाद में कविता लिख रहे हैं कि ब्रह्मा कह रहे हैं मैं तुम्हारे धैर्य को देखकर अत्यंत बहुत आश्चर्य की बात है, इतने सारे कुमारों का सब कुछ ने खाया है उसके बाद भी तुम्हारी प्राण वायु हड्डियों में बन गई है। बहुत बार इस तात्पर्य में कई महत्वपूर्ण बातों को सीधे नहीं लेकिन सूचनात्मक रूप से बतला रहे हैं, सूचना ले रहे हैं हम लोगों को इन बारे से। पहली चीज के लिए प्रभु का इस तात्पर्य में समझा रहे हैं कि आत्मा सब कुछ है, शरीर कुछ नहीं है। तात्पर्य में शुरुआत में लिखते हैं कि आत्मा का अस्तित्व अस्तित्व भी हो सकता है। इसका अर्थ यह नहीं है कि श्री प्रभुपाद धर्म की स्थिति का गुणगान कर रहे हैं। श्री प्रभुपाद ये समझा रहे हैं कि आत्मा ये असली चीज है, बाकी सब छाया है, परछाई है। जब तक असली चीज नहीं होगी इसकी छाया परछाई का क्या लाभ, या होगी भी कैसे? तो आत्मा किस तरह से शरीर को किसी भी अवस्था में चला सकती है, लेकिन अगर आत्मा निकल जाए तो शरीर में चाहे बहुत अच्छा मांस हो, खून हो, हड्डियां हो, कोई नाम नहीं है, लेकिन चाहे उसमें कोई मांस नहीं हो जैसे यहाँ पर दिखा रहे केवल हड्डियां हैं, फिर भी आत्मा है, इसलिए भी चल सकता है। पहली चीज आत्मा के महत्व को श्री प्रभुपाद इस तात्पर्य में दर्शाते हैं। दूसरी चीज वो बताते हैं कि योगी सिद्धियाँ ये बहुत लोग इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं, बहुत लोग ले सकते हैं, लेकिन सिद्धियाँ हैं कोई बहुत बड़ी बात नहीं है कि हम किसी अपने सारे शरीर को भी खत्म कर दें। और तीसरी बात के पास बहुत मुख्यता जो इस बात इस शास्त्र में लिख रहे हैं कि योगी सिद्धियों को प्रकट करके कोई भगवान नहीं बन सकता। उदाहरण भी दे रहे हैं कि किस तरह भूमि में गाड़े गए और बाद में निकाले, तो इन चीजों से कोई भगवान नहीं बनता। इतनी महत्वपूर्ण बातें इस शास्त्र में कभी बात समझा रहे हैं। सबसे पहले आत्मा का विषय बतलाते हैं कि अगर शरीर में आत्मा है तो सब कुछ, आत्मा नहीं है तो कुछ भी नहीं। इस समय हम एक किसी भक्त की मृत्यु हुई थी तो वो काफी समय बाद हमें मिले थे, तो वो बतला रहे थे, तो बहुत आगे बढ़े हुए भक्त नहीं थे, तो बतला रहे थे कि जिनकी मृत्यु हुई थी बहुत यंग थे, तो बतला रहे थे कि शरीर जब पड़ा था तो बस ऐसा लग रहा था कि बहुत सुंदर है, बस अभी बोलने वाला है, तो बार लोग कहते हैं हालांकि शरीर हम लोग तो मृत शरीर कभी बोलता नहीं, कभी सुंदर नहीं है। मृत शरीर की क्या सुंदरता, कौन कहेगा कि मृत शरीर सुंदर है? लेकिन फिर भी आत्मा जब शरीर में आ जाती है तो वो उसको सुंदर बनाती है। उसकी सुंदरता, शरीर की सुंदरता आत्मा से है, इसलिए आत्मा ये प्रमुख चीज है। हम लोग चाहे कितना भी प्रयास कर लें, जब आत्मा इस शरीर से निकल जाए तो हम शरीर को बनाए नहीं रख सकते, धीरे 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 शरीर नाश हो जाता है। अभी इसमें पहले हम गोवा में थे तो चर्च के पास से जा रहे थे, वहाँ लोगों ने बताया कि वहाँ पर एक बहुत प्रसिद्ध जो संत है संत फ्रांसिस, उनकी शरीर को रखा गया कई सालों और बहुत कुछ लगा लगा के उसको वो लोग अभी तक संभाल कर रखे हुए हैं। क्या कारण है सोचते हैं एक दिन वो वापस आएंगे, अगर उन्हें वापस आना नहीं है तो वही शरीर क्यों लेंगे, तो अच्छे शरीर लेंगे, वो जो सड़ा हुआ शरीर जिसको आपके लिए अगर किसी के प्रति कोई भावनाएं हैं तो मैं तो उनके शरीर से नहीं कह रहा, हर एक शरीर खड़ा हुआ है, हर एक शरीर अमृत है, तो उस शरीर को क्यों ग्रहण करेंगे? अगर वो भक्त हैं तो थोड़ी सी बुद्धि है तो अच्छा से नया शरीर लेंगे जिससे भगवान की सेवा कर सकते, लेकिन फिर भी उनके शरीर को संभाल कर रखा जाता है। ये अच्छा है क्योंकि जितने भी भक्त होते हैं, अगर जो बहुत बड़े भक्त हैं तो उनका शरीर दिव्य होता है, इसलिए उनको समाधि दी जाती है, उनको जलाया नहीं जाता। लेकिन फिर भी ये भावना होना कि वो फिर से शरीर में आ जाएंगे, सख्त हो जाएंगे, लेकिन ऐसी तपस्या जो केवल इंद्रिय भोग के लिए की जाए, अपने आनंद के लिए की जाए, वो हमेशा नुकसान लाती है। हमारी इच्छाएं हमारी मृत्यु का कारण बनती है। ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण बात है जिसे हमें समझनी चाहिए। हम उदाहरण देखते हैं कि जिस तरह मछली है, मछली कैसे पकड़ी जाती है, मछली की मृत्यु कैसे आती है। कोई छोटी सी चीज, छोटा सा टुकड़ा खाने का उस हुक में डाल दिया जाता है, और मछली की इच्छा होती है उसे खाने के लिए, और वो इच्छा उसे मृत्यु तक ले जाती है। जैसे ही मुंह खोलकर उसको खाना चाहती है, हुक खटक जाता है, ऐसी मछली बाहर आ जाती है, मर जाती है। इस चूहे को हम लोग पकड़ना चाहते हैं, क्या करते हैं, वो प्राप्त होता है उसका पिंजरा, और उसमें हम कुछ पकौड़ा, हमने सुना कि चूहे को तांबे का पकौड़ा बहुत पसंद है, पता नहीं किसने रिसर्च किया है, लेकिन एक दिन आश्रम में हमने देखा कि कोई प्याज का पकौड़ा बना सके, हमें एकदम आश्चर्य हो गया ना, आश्रम में कैसे आ गए, हमने पूछा वो नहीं, आप चिंता मत करो, चूहे के लिए आए, भक्तों के लिए नहीं आता, चूहे के लिए मेरे को चूहे के लिए क्यों आया बताया, जिसको बहुत पसंद है, किसने रिसर्च की है, किसने आकर बताया हमें तो नहीं पता, लेकिन पसंद, और क्यों पसंद है, क्योंकि तुरंत आकर खा लेता है, इसलिए पसंद। तो चूहा जैसे ही वो पकौड़े को देखता है उसकी ओर आकर्षित हो जाता है, इच्छा जागृत हो जाती है, और जाकर उसको खाने लगता है, जैसे ही खाता है फंस जाता है। तो हमारी इच्छाएं मनुष्य भी ऐसे ही, हमारी इच्छाएं हमें मृत्यु की ओर ले जाती है, क्योंकि हमारी इच्छाएं केवल अपने लिए, केवल अपने आनंद के लिए। मछली अपना आनंद चाहती है, खाकर आनंद ले, चूहा आनंद लेना चाहता है, चूहा ये नहीं सोचता कि मैं थोड़ा सा निकाल के अपने आस पास के जो चूहे हैं लोगों के लिए ले जाता है, तो अपने आनंद के लिए अंधा हो जाता है। इसी तरह ब्रह्मा जी यहाँ आश्चर्य प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं, प्रकट कर रहे हैं कि हे हिरण्य कश्यप, तुम अपने भोग से इतने अंधे हो गए हो, तुम्हारा सारा शरीर चला गया है, इसी लिए तुम्हें परवाह नहीं, लेकिन केवल तुम भोक्ता बनना चाहते, भगवान बनना चाहते, लेकिन भगवान कोई बन नहीं सकता। भगवद गीता में भगवान बहुत सुंदर तरीके से एक ही श्लोक में भक्ति के अलावा जितने भी मार्ग हैं उनको नकार देते हैं। भगवान बताते हैं, भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसाम सर्वलोक महेश्वरम सुहृदम सर्वभूतानाम व्यात्म नाम शांति स्थिति। बोलते हैं कि भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसाम, सिर्फ एक लाइन से भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसाम भगवान वेदों के कर्म कांडों को नकार देते हैं। वेदों में जो कर्म कांड करते हैं व्यक्ति, कर्मकांड का अर्थ होता है वेदों में लगभग 80% जो भाग है वेदों का वो कर्मकांड के लिए। कर्मकांड का अर्थ क्या है, आप ये यज्ञ कीजिए, उत्कृष्ट यज्ञ कीजिए, इतना ब्राह्मणों को दान कीजिए, आपको पुत्र हो जाएगा, या आप ये फला फला यज्ञ कीजिए, ऐसे कीजिए, आपके लिए लाभ हो जाएगा, और होता भी है। तो ये कर्मकांड है। भगवान एक ही लाइन में भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसाम सारे कर्म कांडों को नकार देते हैं। कर्म कांड का उद्देश्य क्या है, कुछ पाना, लेकिन भगवान कहते हैं वो असली नहीं है। भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसाम, सारे यज्ञों का या तपस्याओं का भोक्ता मैं हूं। इसलिए हम कोई अगर यज्ञ करते हैं, कर्म कांड करते हैं, तो इसको वो हम अपने लिए करते हैं, तो इसका कोई लाभ नहीं है, भगवान उसको नकार देते हैं। तो जो कर्म कांड है उसको भगवान ने खत्म कर दिया, भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसाम सर्वलोक महेश्वरम, इसके द्वारा ज्ञान कांड को समाप्त करते हैं। कैसे करते हैं, व्यक्ति ज्ञान लेकर क्या करना चाहता है, जो खाली शिष्ट ज्ञानी है, तो ज्ञान लेकर आगे 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 बढ़कर अंत में जैसे मायावादी लोग होते हैं, तो भगवान में विलीन हो जाना चाहते हैं, स्वयं भगवान बनना चाहते हैं। तो ऐसे लोगों के लिए भगवान बताते हैं सर्वलोक महेश्वरम, एक ही महा ईश्वर है और वो है भगवान श्री कृष्ण। सर्वलोक महेश्वरम, अगर जितने भी ज्ञान के मार्ग हैं वो सब व्यर्थ हैं, अगर ज्ञान के द्वारा आप अपने आप को ही भगवान बनाना चाहते हैं, इसके लिए भगवान नकार देते हैं। तो तीसरी लाइन में कहते हैं सुहृदम सर्वभूतानाम, अर्थात जो अष्टांग योग का पालन करते हैं उनको भी भगवान नकार देते हैं। ये अष्टांग योग भी उसका उद्देश्य ही कृष्ण है, सुगम सर्वभूतानां है। कहते हैं जो लोग अष्टांग योग का पालन करते हैं थोड़ी बहुत सिद्धियां प्राप्त करते हैं, जैसे कि वर्णन यहाँ पर शास्त्रों में हो रहा है, और उन सिद्धियों को प्रदर्शित करके लोगों के लिए कुछ अच्छा कार्य करना चाहते हैं, लोगों के मित्र बनना चाहते हैं, लोगों के सुहृद बनना चाहते हैं। जैसे हम कुछ राख प्रकट करते हैं, कुछ सोना प्रकट करते हैं, प्रसिद्ध हो जाते हैं, धन हो जाता है, फिर हम कहते हैं अब हम लोगों के लिए हॉस्पिटल खिलाएंगे, अब हम लोगों के लिए अनाथालय खिलाएंगे, अब हम लोगों के लिए सड़कें बनाएंगे, ताकि हम उनके मित्र हैं, हम उनके मित्र की तरह कार्य करें। तो भगवान कहते हैं ये भी करें सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां, केवल मैं ही सबका असली मित्र हूँ। अरे कोई अहंकार से नहीं कह रहे, ऐसे नहीं कह रहे कि मैं ही सब कुछ, ये सत्य बतला है, क्योंकि भगवान से अच्छा मित्र और कौन हो सकता है। सुहृदं सर्वभूतानां, सारे लोगों का मित्र मैं हूँ। और जो इस बात को जान जाता है कि आत्मा उसको जानकर मां शांति मृत्यु वो मुझे प्राप्त करता है और बड़े आराम से शांति से रह सकता है। लेकिन हिरण्यकश्यप जैसे लोग जो इस बात को स्वीकार नहीं करते, आजकल के वैज्ञानिक जो इस बात को स्वीकार नहीं करते, वो कभी शांति प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते। हर कोई शांति चाहता है जीवन में, और क्या चाहिए, धन किसने कमाया, शांति के लिए, तो हम लोग आराम से रह सके। लोग सोचते हैं 40 साल 50 साल 25 वर्ष हम तपस्या करेंगे या काम करेंगे और उसके बाद रिटायर्ड लाइफ बड़ी आराम से जिए, तो आराम चाहते हैं, शांति चाहते हैं। कोई विवाह करता है किस लिए, शांति चाहते हैं, आराम से रहेंगे, कोई चिंता नहीं रहेगी। इस तरह से लोग धन कमाना चाहते, यश चाहते, सब कुछ चाहते, केवल इसलिए कि मन में शांति रहे, संतुष्टि रहे, लेकिन वो कभी आती नहीं। संस्कृति जातवा मान शांति, अगर भगवान को नहीं जानते हैं, भगवान की स्थिति को नहीं जानते हैं, तो शांति कैसे आएगी। इसलिए भगवान बताते हैं कि सारी चीजों का उद्देश्य सिर्फ कृष्ण है, और जो व्यक्ति इस उद्देश्य से सारे कार्य करता है वो सफल माना जाता है। इसका अर्थ ये नहीं है कि भक्त यज्ञ नहीं करते, भक्त तपस्या नहीं करते, भक्त ज्ञान नहीं लेते और भक्त अष्टांग योग नहीं करते, भक्त भी करते, उदाहरण नहीं करते। जैसे युधिष्ठिर महाराज, श्रुति महाराज, उन्होंने यज्ञ किए बड़े बड़े, वो लग सकता है कर्म काम है, लेकिन उन्होंने उद्देश्य एक ही रखा, भगवान श्री कृष्ण की संतुष्टि, इसलिए वो कर्म काम नहीं रखा। ज्ञान भी कई भक्तों ने अर्जित किया, बड़े बड़े भक्त ज्ञानी हुए हैं, लेकिन उन्होंने ज्ञान लिया भगवान की संतुष्टि के लिए। कई लोगों ने अष्टांग योग का भी पालन किया, जैसे ध्रुव महाराज इत्यादि, उन्होंने भी अष्टांग योग का पालन किया, वशिष्ठ मुनि उन्होंने अष्टांग योग का पालन किया, लेकिन भगवान की संतुष्टि, इसीलिए उनको भक्त माना जाता है। भाव में अंतर है, यहाँ पर हिरण्यकश्यप तपस्या पर इसलिए आश्चर्य प्रकट हो रहा है कि क्योंकि हिरण्यकश्यप अपने लिए इतनी बड़ी तपस्या करता है। आजकल हम लोग देखते हैं, ऐसा नहीं है कि केवल हिरण्यकश्यप करता है, आजकल भी जाति विरत में लोग कितनी तपस्या करते हैं। कभी हम एक दो दिन पहले एक व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे थे, तो वो करीब 7 बजे सुबह कार्य पर जाते हैं, रात को 8-9 बजे आते हैं, पूरा दिन, फिर आकर क्या करेंगे, अगर कोई दिन भर कार्य कर रहा है तो क्या क्यों जाएंगे, क्योंकि भागवतम क्लास में समय नहीं मिलता है, तो फिर वो घर पर चल ले जाते हैं। तो ऐसे लोग जो सुबह 7 बजे से रात को 9 बजे तक कार्य करते हैं, फिर घर जाते हैं, उनके लिए क्या समय है भगवान के पास में, तपस्या कर रहे हैं, लगे हुए हैं कि किसी न किसी तरह हम लोग भौतिक भोगों को लाभ ले रहे हैं, साल में, लेकिन अंत में वो सब तो नाश हो जाना। जीवन भर व्यक्ति सुबह 7 बजे से 9 बजे तक कार्य करके एक तो बंगला खड़ा कर लेता है, घर खड़ा कर लेता है, फैक्ट्री बना लेता है, या कुछ भी कर लेता है, थोड़ा बहुत उसका संग्रह हो जाता है, एक दिन मर जाता है चला जाता है, वो संग्रह वहीं रह जाता है, वो घर वहीं रह जाता है, वो बैंक वहीं रह जाता है, और कभी कभी बैंक में अगर नॉमिनेशन नहीं है तो पैसा बैंक वाले खा जाते हैं। जीवन भर कमाया और वो घर वहीं, वो बैंक वहीं, वो फैक्ट्री वहीं, और वो कहाँ गया, क्योंकि जीवन भर भगवान का नाम नहीं लिया। पुनरपि जन्म पुनरपि मरण पुनरपि जन्म फिर से एक जन्म, फिर से ABCD, फिर से बाबा ब्लैकफुट, फिर से कोई बिगिन, फिर से वही 79, गुरु चलता रहता है, गुरु ही बने।
Thank you.